Welcome to House Call, the podcast where we dive into the do's and don'ts of interior design. I'm your host, Caroline Klein. I'm an interior designer, vintage obsessed, and I want you to love coming home as much as I do. I'm here to give you practical tips and a roadmap to creating a home you never want to leave. Think of this as a coffee date with your interior design bestie. Let's get into it. Welcome back to the podcast, and thank you so much for listening. We have been hard at work around here doing lots of like spring cleaning. We just had the landscaping done in the front yard. We've been doing power washing, lots of kind of outdoor spring cleaning since things are warming up a little bit. And it feels so good to just get some things knocked off the to-do list and feel really productive. So we're feeling good. This week, what I am loving lately is spaces that are just stuffed with artwork. I feel like I go on Pinterest, and I know maximalism is a big trend right now, and I think this is how it's manifesting for me at the moment, is I'm loving seeing spaces that just have artwork, bigger and smaller pieces, kind of tucked into every little corner. It just feels so cozy and collected and curated, and I feel like you can really get a feel for somebody's personality and their design aesthetic based on what artwork they choose. And so I'm just loving those spaces, and I cannot get enough of them. Today, we are chatting about bedrooms and how to create a space that feels like a personal sanctuary. It is my personal opinion that bedrooms should be the ultimate retreat in your home. It's where you start your day, it's where you finish your day, and whether you're conscious of it or not, you spend a lot of time in your bedroom. I find that most people really prioritize their living spaces, so places like the family room, the dining room, the kitchen. They do those spaces first when they're remodeling and redesigning their homes, and to me that totally makes sense. That's usually my recommendation. But oftentimes, the primary bedroom is the next ticket. And I think with good reason. My goal whenever I'm designing a bedroom is for it to feel like a cozy little safe haven. I want it to feel like a soft and a safe place to land at the end of a busy day. And it should obviously be a reflection of the homeowner and their goals. But I think most often my clients are asking for spaces that feel serene or cozy. I am very much aware of how much I love to do my nighttime skincare routine and get into my jammies and crawl into bed and read a book. It is the best feeling in the world, and I love it so much. So I think it's the most luxurious feeling when you are padding around in your pajamas in a really beautiful space and crawling into a big fluffy bed. And I just want my clients to feel that too. When starting to design a bedroom, I always start by collecting inspiration and trying to figure out what direction I want to go in. So, do I want it to feel a little bit more Scandinavian? Do I want to do something more mid-century? Do I want to do something with deeper, moodier colors? Or do I want to go in the total opposite direction and do something really light and a bit more cheerful? Or do I want it to feel like a high-end spa? There's no real right or wrong answer, and you can also kind of combine some of these aesthetics. It's your house, and you get to pick what resonates with you most. But I would say most of the time when I'm working with clients, like I said, serene and cozy are sort of the two words that come up most often. When I'm working with a client, I have them show me pictures of what they're loving, and then I'm able to kind of identify some through lines in what they love, which ultimately allows me to create something that really resonates with them. But my tips today are things that I really kind of recommend no matter what style or vibe you're really going for. To me, there are some kind of universal truths when designing bedrooms, and that is what we are going to dive into today. So after looking at inspiration and narrowing down my design focus, I recommend you start with a really clear color palette. I would say most often people are looking for a more sophisticated and elegant color palette for their bedroom so that it can be a real haven for them. but you can also go in so many different directions. But I just recommend you create a color palette with a few colors and be sure to include your flooring and your hardware finishes within that color scheme. So if you have white oak floors, be sure to include that as sort of a consideration. And same thing with the hardware for your curtains or for your doorknobs. I've done moody bedrooms before where we painted the walls a really pretty deep kind of emerald-y green. And then we kept the bedding and the curtains really crisp and simple, and then tied it all together with the rug and some throw pillows. And I think that this is a great way to do a kind of moody bedroom. If you're dying for this sort of moody space, but you're afraid it'll be too dark, I say paint the walls and then keep the bedding and the curtains really light and bright. The bed and the bedding take up a lot of kind of visual space when you walk into the room. So by keeping those really light and bright, it will keep things from looking too dark, as opposed to having dark walls, a dark bed, and dark bedding. On the other hand, I've also seen some really beautiful bedrooms that have pops of yellow or orange or something more saturated that feels a little bit more playful. When you're going with something a bit more playful like this, I would tend to kind of err on the side of less is more. Use those bright, saturated colors, absolutely. Just be sure that you aren't kind of overwhelming yourself when you walk into the room by using plenty of neutrals to balance it out. I think a great way to do this is to have a more neutral backdrop like white walls, but have a fun fabric on the headboard and a pretty trim on the curtains maybe, or a beautiful pillow that kind of ties it all together. It's all about kind of spreading the color and saturation throughout the room so that it doesn't like smack you in the face when you walk in. There's one bedroom that I love that I pinned on Pinterest, years ago, and I'm still so obsessed with it. It has a bedroom that has white walls and then a red and pink patterned headboard with these sort of dusty teal nightstands. And that in and of itself doesn't make a ton of sense, I don't think, but the throw pillows on the bed and the artwork next to the nightstands really pull together all of the red and the pink and the teal. And it's so beautiful. It's really fun and playful, but it still looks high-end and very well-designed. And then regarding more neutral bedrooms, I've done plenty of those where clients want more beiges and whites and champagnes and creams. And when I do that, I just try to focus on plenty of texture and layers so that the room doesn't fall flat and feel boring. See, so there's so many different ways to go with color scheme. But next up, I just want to talk about incorporating a nice, cozy rug underfoot in bedrooms because I feel very passionately about this. In my opinion, a bedroom is typically not the place to have a jute or a flat weave rug, usually. Like I talked about earlier, I love padding around in my pajamas while I wind down for the night, and a soft rug underfoot is essential. I typically go with something a little bit softer in the bedroom because you're not getting quite as much foot traffic on that rug as you would like a living room rug. Another thing that I've seen that I love is when people use a large area rug in the bedroom and then there's a fur rug on either side, like a small, maybe 3x5 or 2x3 fur rug on either side. And I just cannot believe how cozy that feels to just step out of bed and have the first thing you feel be fur. I mean, get out. I love that so much. A note on rug sizing for the bedroom. I would say minimum you need an 8x10 rug underneath a queen size bed, and I think that's even pushing it as too small. The bed covers so much of your floor surface area that I think it's important that you have a rug that's big enough to have a couple solid feet on three sides of it, so the three sides that are not up against the wall. You don't want to purchase like a beautiful, expensive rug and then not even be able to see it because it's covered by your bed. So just make sure that you are paying attention to the scale. While we're on the topic of textiles, let's chat about bedding. I think a truly luxurious bedroom has a nice, fluffy bed with lots of layers. You sleep on your sheets every single night, so invest in good quality bedding. It will last a very long time and it will make such a difference in your sleep. And you have so many different options. There's linen, satin, silk, bamboo, tencel, cotton. I mean, the sky is the limit. And I think this is an area where it really just depends on what you like to sleep in. I personally don't like the feel of silk sheets, but I know lots of people do. Actually, that's not true. I sleep with a silk pillowcase every night because it's supposed to be better for your hair and your skin, but I don't like the rest of my sheets to be silk. The point is, the material you choose is super personal to what feels good to you, and that is the beauty of it. After sheets, I think about how to layer to create a nice, cozy, fluffy bed. I typically do sheets, a quilt or mat lisse, a really fluffy duvet cover, and a throw at the foot of the bed. You can choose tons of different patterns and textures and colors. I usually like to have one or two pieces be the stars of the show, and then everything else is sort of supporting characters. So maybe you go with like a floral mat lisse that is olive green and a little bit more visually interesting, and then the duvet is just white and the sheets are white, and then the throw at the foot of the bed is like a chocolate brown. So not everything needs to be the star of the show. In terms of pillows, I typically have 4 regular sleeping pillows. Just make sure they're the right size for your bed, so whether it's a queen or a king. And then it is time for the fun stuff, which is the accent pillows. I typically do 1 Euro sham for a twin, 2 Euro shams for a queen, and then 3 for a king. And if you don't know, a Euro sham is the square 26 by 26 inch pillows. And then I add in additional throw pillows that sort of coordinate with the rest of your bedroom. Or you can just do the Euro shams by themselves for a more simple look. I love to have a super long lumbar pillow in front of the Euro shams. I think it's really easy and it's clean and simple, and you don't have to have tons of additional pillows, which I think is just convenient, frankly. But you can also layer in more. It's really about what other textiles and patterns and colors you have in your space and how maximalist or minimalist you're wanting to go. The accents to your bed, like the pillows and the throw blankets, are a great way to include kind of more luxurious materials in your space, like velvet or cashmere or fur. It just like amps up the opulence and makes your bedroom feel luxurious and like a retreat. As long as we're talking about fabric and textiles, I think it's worth mentioning that incorporating window treatments and nice window treatments is a great choice for your bedroom. I personally love to layer in curtains in a bedroom because I just think it softens everything. It's a great opportunity to incorporate a more luxurious fabric like silk or velvet, which just elevates things even more. It adds like a softness to your walls, which is great because oftentimes in the bedroom, all of the softness is oftentimes just confined to the bed, but when you kind of extend it to the walls, it makes the whole space feel cozy. You can also do a really pretty sheer or a linen curtain that feels just kind of breezy and a bit more ethereal if you're going for that. But you can also do that, and if you want to still have a blackout shade option, you can layer in blackout window treatments or roller shades that are really seamless so that you can get the look of kind of a breezy linen curtain and the functionality of a completely dark bedroom for your sleep. Now, moving on to furniture, I don't think there's one right answer that I can give you because it all just depends on what other elements you have in the room. There are so many different options for beds, and not one of them is my favorite. You can go with upholstered or wood or iron. There's so many different styles. I personally love doing an upholstered bed in my own bedroom because I think it just feels cozy to me. But I've also done wood or iron or leather beds in clients' rooms. It just depends on what you're looking for. There are also so many different styles of dressers and nightstands and accent chairs. And so it's hard to just give blanket advice. But what I will say is, I would recommend you avoid having really matchy-matchy anything. Like when you think about bedrooms that have a bed and a dresser and a nightstand that all came from the same collection at Macy's, it looks really one-dimensional. It just looks so much more high-end and well-designed when you're putting together pieces that work well together but don't match. So you could do an upholstered bed with stained wood nightstands and maybe a painted dresser. Or you could do an iron bed with marble and glass nightstands and a burlwood dresser. But by mixing up the materials and the different styles of furniture, you avoid looking like you bought it all at a department store at one time. Your space will look higher end and it will feel more collected also. But no matter what you choose, though, scale is so important. Bedroom furniture can oftentimes be really big. Like if you think about a queen or a king size bed, it's just a huge piece of furniture physically and visually. So it's important that everything else feels appropriately sized and that you don't have sort of like a massive looking king size bed with these dinky little nightstands and a miniature looking dresser. So speaking of scale, let's talk about the artwork in your bedroom. I would say most often you see artwork in the bedroom either above the dresser or above the bed. If you have a particularly high headboard, I don't think you need to worry about putting artwork above it, or else it's just going to look like it's too close to the ceiling, if that makes sense. But if you do have a lower headboard, like something that feels a little bit more like mid-century modern or something, that's a great opportunity to add a piece above the headboard that fits with the overall design. Like I mentioned before, the artwork can really tie everything together in your bedroom, just like anywhere else in your house. And I think it's important to choose artwork that speaks to the overall aesthetic and the color palette that you're shooting for. But I also like to incorporate not just artwork, but things like mirrors or other statement pieces on the walls. So consider having a piece of artwork or two over the bed, and then maybe a mirror over the dresser, and potentially smaller family photos that are matted and framed hanging by the entrance to the bedroom. I just think it's nice to have a variety of objects on the walls. It feels more curated and more intentionally layered that way. Instead of like having five different pieces of acrylic paintings that are all in black frames, which can end up just feeling a little bit one-dimensional. And you guys knew I would not be able to not talk about lighting. Just like in previous episodes, lighting a bedroom is so important. In the bedroom, I like to incorporate soft and layered lights like chandeliers and pendants and sconces and lamps and combinations of those. And then at the end of the day, you can just use one or two of your light sources and create a more relaxing and softer and more soothing mood when you're winding down. I'm a big proponent of matching lamps on both sides of your bed, even if your nightstands aren't matching. I think it just helps create symmetry and keeps things from looking too busy. And then another option that I love is when you have sconces on either side of the bed instead of lamps. And this is a great option if you are tight on space and you want to free up the surface of your nightstand and not have a lamp on there to give you more surface area. And it's also so nice when each person has a switch to their sconce on either side of their bed so that one person can keep reading while the other person goes to sleep. Sort of like how it is in a hotel. These are the kind of things that are important to think about early in the process, though, if you're wanting to wire things to certain switches. Some other places to incorporate more accent lighting in your bedroom would be maybe a lamp by an accent chair, art lights above your artwork, sconces above the dresser. I also think a bedroom is a great place to incorporate a dimmer switch so that you can lower the lights in the evening and allow your brain to just start to wind down from the day. There are tons of different options, so just be sure you're layering in your lighting to just create a cozy atmosphere. Another super important aspect of a well-designed bedroom, in my opinion, is storage. Nothing will make your bedroom feel less relaxing than not having a place to keep all of your stuff, like your clothes and your shoes and your accessories and your books. I like to choose pieces that really maximize storage, so nightstands that have dressers where you can just hide things, basically. And then I also like to maximize your closet space. And this helps so that you can just close the doors and not have to look at any of your possessions. I loathe starting the day by looking at a bunch of crap on my dresser that I haven't put away or a pile of clothes that needs to be sorted. So by creating intentional spaces like that for your stuff to go, you will be way happier and you will start your days without being overwhelmed and feeling like you have chores to do immediately. So those are sort of the big things to consider when designing a bedroom, but we can also chat about smaller details, things like candles and styling moments in your bedroom. I love to incorporate candles or diffusers in the bedroom. To me, it just feels like the height of luxury and calm to light a candle at the end of the day when I'm doing my skincare and reading my book. There's no better feeling, in my opinion. I also love to incorporate fresh flowers or pretty branches in the bedroom. I know a lot of people put flowers in their living spaces, and that is often the first place they think before their bedroom, but nothing feels like self-care more than a vase of flowers next to your nightstand that is the first thing that you see when you wake up in the morning and the last thing you see before bed. It feels like luxury, and I'm obsessed with it. Okay, so we have gone over lots, everything from storage and bedding, color schemes. But please let me know if you have any comments about the episode or questions. I love to design bedrooms. I think they're always just filled with so much texture, and when they're done right, I think that they can make such a difference in your mental health, frankly. So let me know if you have any questions. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.